And if you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then simply pass the elements on. What we're about to do is for all who've accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. But before we do this, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then now is the time. For either Jesus is who he said he is, or he isn't. He is the one and only begotten, not created, Son of God, and died and rose on the third day that we might be saved from our sins and have eternal life, and not spend the rest of our afterlife, I guess, in hell. This is done so that you and I may have life more abundantly and that we might be joint heirs with Jesus and enjoy eternal life in heaven. And not only that, this wonderful gift of salvation and the eternal life in heaven is a free gift. If this is not yours today, you can have it and ask someone, or come up and ask after the service, and someone here will be glad to help you. But I implore you, don't put it off. I don't know the number of your days, none of us do. I don't know the number of my days. But you are here now, and this is the appointed time of God's favor. For Jesus Christ is all that stands between us and eternity in hell. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. My point of, I guess, number of days, go back to time, let's say in the long time ago, in the 70s when I was in college, and about two Saturdays out of the month, several of us would volunteer and either go work at for the day at an orphanage in Mexico, in Tijuana, or sometimes we would go to a government project area, I don't think a successful one at that, close to the border on the U.S. side. And in that project, housing project, I should say, was a fairly mixture of races. I think that was the whole government experiment of it. And we'd go there on Saturday afternoons. I'd play a little basketball with some guys there and hopefully share the gospel and talk to them. And I remember on this one Saturday, heavily ganged area, but I was talking to this one kid, Michael, and he came about that close to accepting Christ that day. It was just couldn't quite do it. And said, okay, I'll be praying for you next Saturday. Yeah, next Saturday I want to talk to you again about some things. I had some more questions, but we had to leave. Came back next Saturday, and sure enough, he didn't show up. And so I'm out there mixing it up with the guys and having a good time, and asked a couple of guys, hey, where's Michael? Oh, I don't know. You know, they're kind of like, okay. Another couple of guys said, oh, he'll come along later or something like that. Well, he didn't come along, and then I found out from his brother just before I left that the Saturday before, Michael had been shot and was killed about an hour after I left. So you don't know in the last moments whether he accepted Christ or not, but what I'm saying is we don't know the number of our days, what happens. You know, life happens, death happens kind of quickly sometimes. But that wasn't my point of discussion today. But on another note, I'm reading from, going back to Romans, and certainly I'll need my glasses for this. So I'm in the first chapter of Romans. Romans chapter 1. And it begins with this really long sentence, so I don't want to break it up. Sentence goes like seven verses. Paul's good at writing long sentences, I guess. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called as an apostle, set apart for the gospel, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son, who is born of a descendant of David according to the flesh, who is declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for his name's sake, among whom you also are called of Jesus Christ, to all who are beloved of God in Rome, called as saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, I don't think I could write a whole sentence that long. That's like a paragraph to me. But my point, I guess I'm going back to what I've got said part or thought about. In first verse, is the gospel of God. Now, it's not simply about God or how God has brought salvation to the human race. It is of God. It belongs to God. It is his, and he gives it freely to you and to me. This gospel is God's design, not Mark's. It's not a source of Paul's invention or any other apostle or prophet. God alone is the author of the gospel, of the goal of the gospel. The same God who spoke the world into existence by the word of his power is at work for the salvation of his people through his gospel. And that's, I guess, what I got out of it when I was reading it. It was like, okay. Because there are, I know, in many places, and I'll say in some churches I've been to, a gospel that's not a biblical gospel. It's taught a little differently, or there's things manufactured, twisted, distorted maybe, things in there. Maybe it's taught to be easier to swallow. Sometimes there's things in the gospel that are a little hard to understand and sometimes hard to accept. But what I always come back to and what I like about Rob's teaching, come back to the Word of God, coming back to does it align with God, or is it something that's a little misaligned? And so let's pray. Then we can partake. We thank you, Lord, for the gospel word that you've given us. It is your words, God. Help us to have our eyes open, our ears open, and our minds open to hear, see, and know that you are who you say you are. If we can rely on you and your faithfulness, put our trust in you, and we thank you for this. In Christ's name, amen. You may partake.